This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the hotline right now, Dave Alberti's going to stop by the show. He's from Innova Prep down in Drexel, Missouri. They're working overtime with coronavirus nonsense.
Well, there's a lot of stuff out there. Like the poor guy, he was just trying to help. He said, you know why? I got to buy a toilet paper because it's all made in China except for Charmin.
We ain't going to get none. I ain't going to be able to
watch. That's not true. 80% is manufactured right here in the United States. But that's the problem. We don't know. Well, you know what would be nice to know? Somebody who does. And this guy, he's local. He's the CEO of Innova Prep in Drexel, Missouri. They research in science in biodefense.
Our next guest got his start as a research scientist at Midwest Research Institute here in Kansas City, working for the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense, before going on to further his work in the biodefense industry, founding the Drexel, Missouri-based Innova Prep, who build equipment to test large spaces from schools to office buildings for the coronavirus. Please welcome Innova Prep CEO, Dave Alberti.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Dave. They're not going to spend the money to get a coronavirus machine here at Intercom, but somebody might.
They're not.
How much did that cost?
We've pretty good equipment, but I don't know if we make anything that can detect LSD taking trees and gargoyles that wants Chinese food.
I needed Chinese food, man. I also needed to be up in that tree.
Like a neighborhood watch.
It was good times. I didn't even know, by the way, welcome to the show, man. I didn't know that we had a biodefense research facility here in Kansas City.
Well, yeah, they fly under the radar. I mean, you don't want to draw a lot of attention to that. Everything's done safely, of course, and it's mainly surrogates that are used just to develop equipment, and that's how I worked with the anthrax program when we first started developing that for the Postal Service back in 2001.
So you have machines that they put in post offices that could now would it detect in the air? Was it like the swab kind, like, or just all different?
Yeah, well, they found out that the anthrax was getting poofed out of the letters when they went through the rollers in the canceling machine. So they built a machine that sniffed it out of the air with a kind of a collection snout.
Yeah, and how effective was it at catching the anthrax in the envelopes?
Oh, yeah, it worked great. They tested it a lot at the Army's facilities up in Maryland and tested it over and over and over against a lot of other machines that did that, and that one worked the best.
Nice. So did you already get one for this coronavirus issue?
Well, from that, I realized that really nature is the worst terrorist. That's what we got here. I mean, that's beta coronavirus coming out of bats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And we don't know how it's going to end up. But that's a whole nother discussion about how it may evolve. But right now, we got to be able to, what they call, pushing the curve down, which means slowing the expansion of this virus so it doesn't become so widespread it overloads our medical system. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, they study this a lot, you know, aerovirologists and other scientists. And until you really have enough time to run it to ground, you're just comparing it against past experience and other viruses.
That's right.
I think are similar.
Yeah. And so that's why people listen. And there's so much disinformation out there. And a lot of it is very well-meaning. But first thing, wouldn't you say wash your hands and then just don't go somewhere and rub your hands on stuff and then touch your face? That's probably the easiest way to not get it.
Yeah, that's right. Because everything that ends up on the surface just about ended up out of the air. And, you know, coughing, sneezing, hacking up, hooters, whatever, and it ends up on the ground, and ends up on stuff in the room, ends up on your phone, hands, and gets passed around that way.
Yeah, and that's it. So you just got to, that's the thing, is if we can get in front of this and slow the progression down, that's the real need here. And then, you know, there'll be a vaccination. It'll take a year, year and a half, but it'll come around. But you've got to slow the progress so it doesn't start smoking people. Because, like, I'm sure you followed Italy, where they're in wartime-type triage. You know, if you can't be saved or there's a low chance of being saved, you're not going to get any attention at all.
Yeah, and they've got a national health system that's interesting. Look how fast New York passed up the Seattle area mm-hmm. in the number of cases.
Mm-hmm. So, tell me the overall. Like, are these machines going to be available for the coronavirus?
Yeah, we make them now in Drexel, and most of the customers have been using them in other fields, either just for R&D, studying things about, you know, for instance, can viruses pass around in hospitals. CHS did a study in a hospital in San Diego where they used a couple of them. They put one in the waiting room for the CF patients, you know, the cystic fibrosis folks.
Sure.
And then they had their own little ward where they had special rooms to keep them safe. So they put another sampler so that it was sucking out of the duct going into the room. They were trying to figure out if the visitors were causing them to get sick and die or with pneumonia or whether the air was coming in from the hospital HVAC was doing it. And, of course, like you'd expect, it kind of turned out to be both.
Right. So how much...
some information, though, so you can do stuff about it, you know. And they modified how they handled the waiting room, and they modified how they handled the AC and improved the situation.
So tell me, how many of these devices do you have available?
We don't really have but one on the shelf right now because our distributor in China and Korea have been buying them all.
God.
We're selling them here, too, of course, and, you know, for what are more normal reasons, R&D, animal health, looking at things like piles of chicken carcasses and what comes off of those.
You do have a glamorous job.
It's all defense-related.
Dave, you have a glamorous job.
Yeah, no. Especially not the chicken monitoring, dude. Yeah,
you're like a goddamn rock star out there in Drexel.
Not like you were, I don't think.
You are. Listen, Dave, I appreciate you coming by because it is tough. People have so many questions about this. That the virus, they say, lasts possibly 2 days, maybe a little more on the surface, but anywhere there's heat, the viruses die. People, they don't even realize that, you know, the reason we've evolved to have a temperature, Nick, is, you know, when you get a temperature, it's your body saying we have to expel this.
Yeah.
So the way we do it is we heat our body up, and most of the known viruses then collapse underneath that heat, the weight. And again, Dave, feel free to interrupt me at any time if I get something wrong.
No, you're doing good. That's a natural response. We evolved along with these viruses, you know, to be able to fight them. And we've been in a battle with these pathogens for millennia, whether we knew it or not.
Yeah. And so that's why we get hot. That's why our temperature raises up. It's the body's way of cooking it out because it has to die. So what I'm telling you is when it gets warmer outside, when it gets hotter, why not? Those outdoor service at least, that stops a lot of it. Inside of cars, that will stop a lot of it. So as the heat gets here, it really does help a lot. Now, listen, unfortunately, unless you want to jack your heat up to about 108 inside your house, that's not going to work out so good.
And what really helps, too, is probably ultraviolet radiation. They use UV to sterilize things, you know?
Yeah, so we all need to go buy those big sterilizers to put in your room so we can walk around being purple and blue all the time.
It wouldn't hurt. Just don't give yourself a sunburn. I guess you could go to a tanning bed.
Yeah, right. It's a scary time. Now, what are you doing, like, personally?
Yeah, I'm using all those normal kind of precautions, you know, and we're watching it carefully here. Just take the, you know, the general guidelines about everything, and then I add the aerosol behavior onto it, too, because I believe that it spreads by air.
Yeah, no, of course it does.
So this coronavirus travel by air, and you might not know it, but even just talking and breathing breathe out bioaerosols, and it can contain the virus. And we have no exact idea right now what the infectious dose of this virus is, so I think it just pays to be really careful.
Yeah, so, I mean, when he says infectious dose, I mean, obviously most people understand, but what he's saying is how much is in the air that you breathe. It's a respiratory disease. That's why it's so susceptible to that. And so that's certainly possible. Plus, someone coughs or sneezes on you. That's a lot. But first things first, wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't go to a bunch of weird, dirty places. And by the way, just because it, I say that as a joke, just because the surface looks clean, just because you're in a nice place doesn't mean someone with that didn't just touch it. So I know we tend to, you know, gauge it like, well, I didn't go to that dirty gas station bathroom, so I'll be fine. You're going to get it at places you don't normally think about.
Yeah, we're working on surface samplers too because, you know, like I said, you know, everything ends up on the surface just about. It ended up on there because it fell out of the air or because somebody, you know, touched it that was dirty from something else like that.
Yeah. No, it's I think the only safe thing to do is ride motorcycles. I had a friend who sent me a very complete thing. I was like, no, it makes sense. He goes, yeah, you're not supposed to touch foreign surfaces. No, that's your motorcycle. You're out there, nobody around you, nobody to cough and sneeze on you. It might be the only thing safe left to do when it warms up.
It's a good thing to do, man. You're right. And I think as long as you have something to wipe off the gas pump handle, you ought to be good to go.
Yeah, listen, mm-hmm. There are no crowds. You go out and you ride a little bit. You're by yourself. You're in the sunshine. That's some good UV sterilization right there.
Yeah, and the air blowing around, you know, that dilutes the virus if there is some, and then hopefully it's below the infectious dose.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they're coming from, possibly, with some of the crowd restrictions. I know, didn't KCMO come out and say no gatherings over 50? You know,
that's
because if it is spread around by the air, and you get that many people all breathing, and they're all passing it around, or, you know, dancing and having fun and touching each other.
Now I'm getting worked up.
Hey, I had a question for you. We touched on it a second ago, joking about like tanning beds. What are your thoughts with saunas or dry steam rooms in different places like that where there's a lot of heat and humidity? Would that be a pro or no?
It's a good question. I would say the heat.
Places like that would tend to knock virus out of the air and everything, and stuff wouldn't tend to last on the surfaces as long. But, you know, if it's a professional place, they're going to be cleaning it. And so that's going to help a heck of a lot. I mean, they're going to keep it clean, and it's going to be good.
Say I maybe know a gentleman friend who has one in his house, so this is probably a good place to go no matter what. Just if it's
You know somebody with a steam room?
Yeah, us.
And I can't.
Yeah, in the basement.
God damn it!
I know. I'm like,
you tell that prick I'm coming over.
I'm gonna have all these dirt balls coming over.
I love steam rooms.
It hit me yesterday. I looked at him. I go, you know what? We're probably your weird ways actually have benefited us in the fact that we can go to the basement and go in the steam room.
Yes, we can.
Not you, dirty.
All right. Well,
I was just curious about that.
It's important to remain calm, too. I mean, you've got a strategy for relaxation.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Yeah, the minute
you're
I know right. He's near Olathe, I'm not calm.
All I know is they had that steam room. We've all been friends for years and years, and I'm just now finding out they have a steam room. I know.
What did Carl Goldman say? Did he? You had him on, and I listened to your show. Did you talk to him anymore? Did he talk much about aerosol transmission or whether they were... You know, they've got him in lockdown, and they're controlling the air and surfaces and everything.
He's referring to that 67-year-old patient mm-hmm. we had on that got caught on the Disney Princess cruise line and then ended up just up the road in Omaha in a bio-lockdown. He's still testing positive. That's the thing. He's asymptomatic. He feels fine, but he keeps coming in hot for this virus. So they're not going to release him.
And you got to go for days. You know, it's... He's an interesting case, and folks like that, and also kids, because he might be asymptomatic, you know, not asymptomatic, not showing any signs of it, and you could still be having the virus, could still be breathing it out, still get on their hands and pass it from one person to another, or anything like that.
Yeah, the term is a bad term. We ever heard the term viral shedding? Nothing good happens from that.
That's a horrible dog. I can't get with you this week.
Go after that.
All right, listen, we're going to make it through.
By some of our customers because they look at the wastewater. You know, it ends up in the wastewater ultimately, right?
Yep. Yeah. No, we gotta listen. It's all a matter of, again, wash your hands, hang out. If you get a temperature, you know what I did is I literally went online and I found a couple of those laser thermometers you can point at somebody's head.
You might want to tape over the laser pointer. You'll scare the hell out of them.
You know what? That's a good read. That's a good way to go. Hey, I'd like you to stay back until I read the information on the front of this.
Hold, please.
Right on.
I'm going to wear that thing like a gun. I'm going to wear it everywhere. I'm going to check everybody out before we get anywhere close. It's, our friend Lizzie said, give each other the porn star handshake, which is just an elbow bump. And then just move on with your life, man. Just stay out of big crowds. Wash your hands. Hang out at home a little bit. It'll pass. We'll squash this curve, and then we'll get in front of it, and then we'll be able to handle it. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can pure all your hands. You can't pure all your lungs.
Right.
So keep in mind that 6-foot distance and kind of that idea of keeping apart a little bit. Maybe if you walk through a cloud where somebody sneezes, hold your breath.
Oh, I got a guy cough on my arm. I had a guy cough on my arm. Swear to God, never happened to me in my entire goddamn life. Now, I know the odds of that guy having the COVID-19 are thin, but I went after my arm like I took some hide off. I mean, it got triple Purell'd within 10 seconds, and then I hit the bathroom, soaped it up, and I washed it another 5 or 10 times in front of the people I was with. They were like, stop, you're fine. I'm like, I can't stand it, man. Swear to God. Yeah. What kind of a crazy bastard coughs on somebody?
Oh, give it to that guy.
Yeah.
You know, wearing it yourself is good, but if you give it to somebody else who's coughing and sneezing, you're reducing the source, and that's a good thing.
Hey, listen.
Especially like on planes.
Oh, I got on a plane, and the guy laughed at me next to me, and I was like, sure, if you don't want one. And he's like, I'll have one. I had a bag full of Lysol wipes. I'm like, shh, every. And he's like, oh, I heard him kind of chuckling. I go, yeah, you want one of these? He's like, yep. I'm like, yeah, here you go. Everybody around me can have one. So. Yeah,
well, heck, if you got a lot of them, then pass them 4 rows back and 2 rows.
Yes.
Because that's where most of it comes from.
Yeah.
Air on planes is really clean. And they, I don't know if you know, it cycles through from back to front, and then it goes through a bunch of filters. And they're kick-ass filters.
See, right? I didn't know that.
Great job. And then it circles back around through the plane. So the cleanest air is in the back, unbelievably.
Wow. Listen, now that's, trust me, nobody ever says that information. Why is it the airline industry leading with that? Like, we have these great filters that are on the plane, and that have been tested parts per million. It comes in cleaner than most air anywhere out there. It's filtered every time it passes through the system, which it's constantly passing through, correct?
Yeah, right. And, they could monitor it. I'm hoping to get a hold of some folks in the airline industry and see if they want to work with me on it. But, yeah, it's absolutely. I mean, air on the plane and the planes themselves are not the hazard. Well, I guess the air on the plane can be because it comes from the patient.
Yeah, but it's going to be direct hit more so than it catching it lingering.
Yeah, let me call them passengers.
Yeah.
I need a lot of patients, though, I tell you that, man. The lines at the airport.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just trying to get back into the state.
I know. Those poor bastards. It's going to be hard, man. No, I'm done traveling for a while. I'm going to hang out this summer, just let it all pass over, and I'll get back to life normally sometime after summertime, I'd say.
Set out and ride your bike.
That's it, Dave. Hey, listen, you riding?
I ride horses.
I used to work out, and that's been a long time, and it's not too close to Drexel, but White Fox Manor when I was a kid. I used to muck stalls for money. Yeah.
Another place.
Exactly. No, I like horses, man. Horses are always very cool. You know what? You never caught coronavirus from a horse, did you?
No, and I guess you can't catch it from your dogs. I'm pretty glad dogs, if that's true, I'm pretty glad dogs don't get it.
Me too. Mine come to work with me every day.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Yeah.
And help reduce your stress level.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And what have we all learned, people? Don't eat bats, you crazy bastards.
No.
Oh, what do you think they even taste like?
It was
like a yeah, like coronavirus is what they taste like.
All right, well, I got to go. You guys have an awesome day. Thanks for having me on, brother.
Thanks,
Dave. All right, brother. Stay there. Dave Alberti, InnovaPrep.com. You can check out their website, InnovaPrep.com. They make biodefense filters, detections. They build equipment now, and they can actually do it to detect coronavirus in buildings, large spaces. Pretty goddamn smart. You're right. He needs to be the guy with the systems in place on those airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
It's
everybody's going to want the back seat.
But how great is that? Yeah, let the first class burn. You're right.
Mike's like, shut your mouth, woman. Don't let him take my seat on the wall.
Yeah. But nobody's ever said that. You think airplanes are going to be the worst, right? I would have thought so. Who knew? There's a giant system of filters built into commercial airliners. And like he said himself, it's not like he's with the air industry that do a kick-ass job. His exact quote. So that's good. Just wash your hands. Can't we just all agree? Like this
feels good. It's so cool.
Plans. You're hoarding Clorox wipes and TP. wash your hands. Maybe just wash your hands. Just wash your goddamn hands. Yes, please just keep 5 feet between you and me, man. One way to stay safe and virus free is simply wash your hands. Yeah, dude, just wash your hands. Would you just wash your hands? The health officials say we should all stay inside. But I'm low on booze, so grab the Purell and let's ride. Yeah, let's ride. Yeah, let's ride. It's so easy, don't you see? It's a real simple plan. Though I know you don't do it after you pee. Come on and wash your hands. Just wash your dirty ass hands. Simply just wash your hands. Just wash your goddamn hands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.